KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a summer day off Kodiak Island, a group of anglers is on a charter fishing trip. In the past, charters like this mostly focused on halibut and salmon, but these days they're more diverse, also fishing for sablefish, lingcod, and rockfish. Today, rockfish are biting, and these anglers are pulling in black rockfish. At 3 or 4 pounds, black rockfish look a bit like freshwater largemouth bass. As the anglers approach their limit, the deckhand begins returning fish to the water.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Trump has repeatedly said he wants Congress to pass his major fiscal package by July 4th, but as NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports, the deadline could slip.
At a White House press conference today, a reporter asked Trump how important that deadline is as Senate Republicans scramble to pass the bill.
It's important. It's not the end all. It can go longer, but we'd like to get it done by that time, if possible.
The Senate parliamentarian this week determined that, as written, the bill could not pass with a simple majority, leaving Republicans to rework it with a week to go until July 4th. The bill would extend some tax breaks and also cut federal Medicaid spending. President Trump also said another deadline could be extended, a July 9th deadline he had set for countries to negotiate tariff rates with him. That deadline applies to import taxes Trump imposed in April on goods from nearly every country in the world. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, The White House.
The Supreme Court has upheld the part of the Affordable Care Act that makes preventive care like cancer screenings free for patients. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has the latest.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is made up of volunteer experts. If they determine that a cancer screening or preventive medication is based on good evidence, the Affordable Care Act requires health insurers to cover it without any cost to patients. Braidwood Management, a company owned by Christian conservatives in Texas, challenged the constitutionality of the task force. It objected to covering HIV prevention medications. But the justices upheld the status quo in a 6-3 decision. The majority opinion, written by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, noted that the health secretary, currently Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has the power to review the recommendations. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
Germany's chancellor says the European Union should do a quick and simple trade deal with the United States. There's less than 2 weeks to go to resolve the trade dispute before higher sanctions take effect. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Speaking at a summit of EU leaders in Brussels, where European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen unveiled the latest U.S. proposals, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said the clock is ticking, businesses are in danger, and there's no time to negotiate a sophisticated new trade agreement. European industries, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, cars, agricultural products, and wine are already being burdened with 10% tariffs. They could go higher if no agreement is reached with the Trump administration. The EU is also on the cusp of signing a major trade accord with Latin America's Mercosur bloc. France has opposed that deal, but may be ready to compromise given the free trade problems with the U.S. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A Wall Street rally for a possible S&P 500 record was on shaky ground after the president signaled a French-U.S.-Canada trade dispute. Near the close, the S&P up 32 points. This is NPR News. Nike is reporting a sharp drop in quarterly earnings. The athletic apparel and equipment company says earnings fell 68% as sales declined 12%. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
Nike's in the middle of a consequential turnaround. The athletic giant has been losing sales for a long time now, thanks to repetitive sneaker designs and costly missteps trying to hold some of its shoes back from retail stores. Last year, Nike replaced its CEO with a company veteran called out of retirement, and he's now saying there's, quote, a clear path to recovery ahead. For now, Nike is losing money as it offloads its old inventory, jumpstarts fresher designs, and spends big on marketing. But it's mended its deals with Dick's Sporting Goods, Foot Locker, and Amazon, and it's predicting that the current quarter will see a decline in sales that's a lot smaller than before. which sent Nike's share price up. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.
A U.S. Navy ship named during the Biden administration after a 1970s gay rights activist has a new name. In a social media video, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced the change.
The Department of the Navy is renaming the Fleet Replenishment Oiler, formerly known as the USNS Harvey Milk, to the USNS Oscar V. Peterson. We are taking the politics out of ship naming.
Peterson fought in the Pacific during World War II. Harvey Milk had served 4 years in the Navy. He was assassinated in 1978. Wall Street, the Dow closed up 432 points. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This,
Anchorage, Alaska, from Sitkanap to Castle Cape.
I was waiting, looking for. Those teeth.
Competition's on the rise.
Open those eyes.
Better get computerized.
Think visual. Think visual. Think visual.
Think visual. Think visual. Show your personality.
Marketing says we got to merchandise, but the economy says we got to minimize.
We got a budget to face in the marketplace. It's for the competition, competition. Think digital, synthesize, computerize.
Think visual, productivity, marketability. Higher and higher.
Flash those teeth. Open those eyes.
Think visual. Think visual.
Competition's on the rise.
Open those eyes.
Better get computerized.
Think visual. Think visual. Think visual.
Think visual. Think visual. Push the button and see.
Marketing says we got to go to chase, but the economy says we got to budget to face.
Get your attitude straight, cause it's all in your mind. And it's never too late to get a new design. And if you wanna compete, you gotta visualize. Flash those teeth, come on, open those eyes.
I feel visual.
And finding it's an island day. Another lazy island day, yeah. Island day. In on Alaska. Sunny day, well, what do you know? I got to get up, where am I gonna go? Get on my bike, take a trip to the bay. Some fish and take a walk on the lake, and it's an island day,
island day.
Another lovely island day, yeah,
island day,
island day,
island day.
Get on Alaska. Take care of business, I'm a set to the bank. Check the gas in my new empty tank. Can't help but notice as I walk from the back. The damn rig, well, it's got another flat, and it's an island day. Another lovely island day, yeah.
Thank you.
about this Island Day situation. You see, me and my little girl Amanda, we were walking down the beach one day, hand in hand. And we just wanted to watch the sunset down over Hog Island. Well, I was blue that day, 'cause I had the three flat tires, and the air was running out of the four. I just wanted to sit out on a log and shed a few tears. Well, my little girl, she put her arm around me, and she said, "Pa." Sometimes we just have days like this. And it's an island day, another crazy island day, yeah. And island day, in on Alaska.
Boats in the harbor, well, they're bringing their load. Searching the seas for that living gold. Can't help but wonder if they've taken too much. So many never, well, they never got in touch
with those island days. Those lovely island days, yeah.
Nothing doing, got nowhere to go. Sometimes the pace of life can get pretty slow. But as you're getting bored, well, in drops of prayer, you get to talk until you come to the end. Well, of an island day, well, of the lovely island day, yeah.
Red. Make me see. Listening to 88.1 FM in King Cove, Alaska.
The best music for Sandpoint is on 8:30 AM KSDP.
They got me working night and day. A budget. Thank you. Thank you.